This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've reached Nicole Fonzarelli, represented by Alfred Anandante. If you're looking for a performer with serious range, from aggressively ambitious to softly compassionate, naively hopeful to sarcastically dour, bitingly funny to stupendously sad, I am a consummate professional and I am your Gal Friday. I work hard, I like to work often, but I don't accept jobs that are beneath me. If you have to ask what that means, that's probably not a good sign. Take a listen to my reel to get a sense of my range of work accepted and skills, and then leave a brief description of your job, location, time commitment, and pay. My earliest work was as Genovian Girl Number 4 in Princess Diaries 2.
Thank you for letting us walk in your parade, Princess Mia. We ordered you a surprise pizza. It's at the door now.
I've also appeared as Foreshadowing Woman Number 3 in WHH, Ben Affleck's real-time biopic about the presidency of William Henry Harrison. As an orator, he admittedly leaves something to be desired, but you must respect his stamina. If he can speak at such a great length, he will undoubtedly make great strides leading us into a wondrous and lasting era.
Yes.
Most recently, I played Nika Stamatis in Inexplicable Riddles with Dimitri Stamatis, and Inexplicable Riddles, The Hunt for Dimitri.
I'm Dimitri Stamatis, and I'm the man who found D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Nika Stamatis, Dimitri's big sister. Together, we plan to travel the world in an attempt to solve other great mysteries.
No!
We hope... As an update, I'm also a journalist now, so that's new. To be honest, it's been kind of fun. So if you have any newsy jobs, feel free to hit myself or Alfred up on that as well. Peace.
Nicole Fonzarelli, this is Chuck Octagon, editor of The Underground. And since you've accepted my offered assignment, I am now your official supervisor. Or one of them, at least. I don't know, Tate probably doesn't count. I appreciate both your use of adjectives as well as your candor in delivering your insecurities. I will attempt to, quote, open up and deliver some of my own. While our career paths have been divergent until recently, there are certain similarities, and I too share your concern about how hard this work is. It should not be this difficult. It should not be this heartbreaking at times. It simply shouldn't be this way. But it is. And while I respect the fact that even the opportunities that present themselves to you at strangely convenient times may present new obstacles and challenges, I've discovered that the best way to tackle the next news story is just to follow your nose and go where the wind blows you. Speaking of blowing, Nicole, a word about marijuana, noun, otherwise known as cannabis or the devil's lettuce, especially as smoked or consumed as a psychoactive mind-altering drug. Now, while it's true that the weed, pot, smack, etc. is legal in Massachusetts, it's not exactly professionally acceptable to smoke up, so to speak, while leaving a voice message for your colleague or employer. I understand why you did it, but think about the impression you're giving off to others next time. Your next hard-hitting news supervisor may not be as forgiving as I am. And given the late hour in which you called, I'll assume you'll want to take a personal day today, which I hereby grant. I like to think of myself as an understanding supervisor, Nicole. Should you feel the need to rant about your career frustrations in the future, please try me during normal business hours, or at least before 9 p.m., but not on Thursdays. That's Top Chef night for myself and my beloved husband, Andy Wood. This has been a voicemail from Chuck Octagon. By the way, Nicole, nice work on the sizzle reel. Whew, yeah. Princess Diaries 2? Did you meet Anne Hathaway? Oh, did you meet Chris Pine? He played Captain Kirk once, you know.
Thank you. Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with additional support from Jordan Higgs, T.H. Ponders, Bob Raimunda, and Jordan Stillman. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van Driesen. Recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. Dialogue edited by Bob Raimunda. This episode featured Kristen DiMercurio as Nicole Fonzarelli, the amazing Nora as Genovian Girl No. 4, Bob Raimunda as Foreshadowing Person No. 3, T.H. Ponders as William Henry Harrison, and Jeff Van Driesen as Chuck Octagon. Starlight by Simon Peterson. Charlie on the MTA performed by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi. Transcripts available at greaterbostonshow.com. We'll be back on the first Tuesday of next month with another mini-episode as we continue to work on Season 4. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van... Jeff. That's your name now. Jeff Van Driesen. This episode... Jeff. This episode was... Oh, no. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff... Well, no, I can't say your name anymore. See you later, Jeff.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman.
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We all don't laugh!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sada, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raul.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.